You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 54. Hello, my beautiful creators. My name is Steel Maggie, and I create bittersweet and bold pop for the minimally sane, the moderately restless, and the significantly idealistic. I'm also your host for the Mind Made Wrong podcast, which you are listening to right now, where I have real conversations and badass interviews about the relationship between mental health, mindset, and artistry. All right, so this episode is long due. I apologize. And as such, it's going to be a bit longer than my usual solo episodes. But I think the title speaks for itself. Concerning why you haven't heard from me on Mind Made Wrong in about a month, and that is overcommitment. Trying to accomplish everything at once, whether I am aware of it or not, which I will talk about how I'm becoming more aware of it. In 2020, I think a lot of us have been compensating for feeling like we don't want to, quote unquote, waste our time in lockdown, which has led us to start and most likely not finish many projects, purchase unnecessary things, set abstract and unmeasurable goals, to rearrange our schedules again and again simply because we can. And the main problem, there's many problems, but the main problem with this is that there is no vision behind it, no clarity, and no priority. When you look at the people succeeding this year, we often try to replicate it in some way because obviously we want to be successful. We want to be successful despite the odds, despite everything that's going on. But when we try to replicate exactly what we're seeing, most of, you know, either these people, whether they're artists or they're business people or they're coaches or, you know, influencers, content creators, what have you, the way they do things in general may not be aligned with what you want, you know, for your life, what you feel passionate about, feel passionate about, because they're not you, you know. It's the equivalent of throwing spaghetti at the wall and expecting the noodles to fall in place as an exact replica, the exact replica of the Mona Lisa. The more noodles that you throw at, you know, at the wall, something's got to come out of the canvas, right? And it's that's how it is. That's how we act. I have so many spreadsheets and documents and notebooks. Oh, all manner of loose papers and calendars and printouts. They all have some version of the same arbitrary deadlines, projects, goals, and I just want to toss them. I just want to throw them all away and start over. Because the truth is that nothing that I could ever write down, list, schedule, journal, nothing will change that I lack two things in a fundamental way. I mentioned them before. And those are clarity and priority behind my goals, behind my vision, and what I'm going to do to achieve them. Overcommitment is the divorce of clarity and priority from your vision. I will say that again. Overcommitment is the divorce of clarity and priority from your vision. And just so we're clear on the way that I'm using these words, to me, vision is definitely different from a goal. Your vision is the overarching picture of yourself and your life and the world around you. A goal is a benchmark or a target that you set along the way that builds into the manifestation of your vision. I'm going to, today, put myself in the town stocks. You know, with your head's popping out, and you've got the shackles and old-timey, I don't know, Hester Prynne, the Scarlet Letter type of way, you know, because you're going to see me and get to throw tomatoes at me today, because it's going to be all regarding all of the shit that I've gotten myself into this July. Because I just want you to see so clearly how overcommitment actually can remove you from your highest purpose, from your goals. I'm the laughingstock. I don't know, but I'm just going to be the example, and that's okay. Let me start with the beginning of June. Let me say that it's not so good mental health-wise for me, and neither was the beginning of July. This is important because, as you know, I go through cycles where on one side I am outstandingly productive and engaged and all that. But on the other side of the cycle, you won't hear from me, and I literally won't do anything outside of bare bones teaching commitments for weeks at a time, where I may even have trouble doing basic tasks outside of that. And these cycles, fortunately, they even out a bit more, and they get a little bit more manageable the more regular I am on my medications. So I hope to not experience that for a third time this summer, because I have been consistent thus far from the beginning of July, when I had the last, you know, relative breakdown. Reason why I mention that is that I always feel so guilty and just so angry at myself for the time that I spent that I was unable to do anything. And I rush to recommit to the things that lost my attention. I end up, you know, squeezing ketchup on the wall in addition to throwing the spaghetti or the noodles. And I have to ask myself at this point, am I a 3-year-old throwing a tantrum? Quite possibly, at least internally. Aren't we all? Anyway, so first, what are my base commitments that what I'm going to talk about? I teach piano and voice lessons online for an academy, and I also have a handful of my own private voice clients also online. Obviously, that is the primary way that I make money to survive. So those are my basic non-negotiables: show up, do, absolutely must. That's my pay. I'm also, so the next thing, I'm also in a business coaching intensive called Profitable Performer, which is amazing. So amazing. I will talk about that probably next week, but we are in week 5, heading into week 6. This is, you know, 12, this is 12 weeks, almost halfway through. And I changed my niche a couple of weeks ago. I had to. It was a lightning bolt revelation, but that put me back to week 2 in terms of the work that I have to do in terms of the program. And when I say intensive, it is intensive mindset wise, money wise, and it's intensive in value, especially. It's just exactly what I expected. But combined with everything else that I am doing, everything else that I overcommitted to and am dropping the ball on, you shall see. I've got this podcast that I desire to resume on a true weekly basis instead of twice a month or maybe once a month like it has been. I tell you, I will see you next week, and that is becoming untrue. That is not acceptable to me. Next, I committed to being an affiliate for a holistic music business coach and former Mind Made Wrong podcast guest, Katie Zaccardi. We've got a divine free webinar planned for tomorrow, July 21st, 2020, that I will talk about later. But I also interviewed the Suze Paulinski, founder of Rockstar Advocate. Just incredible interview. I interviewed her at the end of June, and she gave us 20% off of her Redefine the Hustle retreat, but doors close on July 24th. And I would have loved to officially give you that opportunity through a timely release of her interview, but that didn't happen. I'm totally going over those opportunities later if you're interested, which you should be, but this is part of this illustration of the picture of my overcommitment and what it has put me into. In May, so this, you know, this goes back a ways. In May, I joined my producer, John McLucas's beta launch, Complete at Home Vocal Production, which I am now about 6 weeks behind in. Part of the reason why is that I ordered a mic in May and it only just arrived last Wednesday, but excuses. I have several virtual cover collabs that I've started with friends and colleagues that I've kept stuck in the pipeline through no one's fault but my own. I want to take a very special shout out to the brilliant and inspiring Miss Lisa Dene. I have not forgotten our cover by the Grace of God by Katy Perry. I have not forgotten it. It's going to happen if you will have me, but I'm also so excited for the release of your upcoming single, Starlet. I'm going to promote the shit out of that. Shout out to you. Moving on. Also in May, I planned, I had such high aspirations in May. I planned a summer of writing and producing my own single that was going to be all vocal, that would be released in September. And it's just so sad. Oh my God. I'm like overwhelmed just listing all of this. And I have a completely also unreleased single still in the vault, completely done, called Out of Eden, that after this single that I was supposed to produce, it would be perfectly primed to release for my 1 year sobriety date in December. Because somehow, in my mind, they had to go in that order. Because somehow Out of Eden is sacred to me. I don't know. I put too much weight on that song. It's not even out. It's not even set for distribution. I've said zero words about it. You're starting to see the picture. I'm not even halfway done. This is next is really funny. You'll get a kick out of this. I intended for my 27th birthday, July 23rd, this Thursday, coming Thursday, that you will, if you're listening to this on July 20th, 2020, it's this Thursday, to release the official 27 Club video as like a not eulogy. It was going to be so dope. It was going to be amazing. It was going to be everything, just everything that you wanted. And I have most of the clips ready, to my credit, and I've even leaked one earlier this month. The problem is the actual video project in Adobe Premiere has not been started. I said I had most of the clips. I don't have all of the clips that I want. I haven't even copied the clips into the library. I haven't even copied them into the project. So that release is not happening on my aligned schedule either. Hot tip, do not promise something when you have not produced it yet. It's just, oh my God. I try to do that so that I have motivation, but it's not, oh my God, just don't do it. It doesn't work. let's continue. There are several habits I am trying to either start or maintain, like taking my meds every single day, which is good. I've done that officially for more than 3 weeks. But there's also my spiritual practice of meditation at the recommendation of my sponsor and her sponsor, my grand sponsor. Step work, oh my God. Going, you know, I'm supposed to go to more than 2 meetings a week. You know, I'm supposed to reach out to women in the program via phone call, which is horrifying for me. Let's talk about, some weight started to show up out of the blue, you know, a little bit of quarantine weight gain that just hit me like a truck. Was not expecting that. I thought I had missed that wagon, which I was very happy. But unfortunately, that's starting to poke the body dysmorphia bear. So I have that, you've got to work out right now, you're fat going on as well, which sometimes doesn't happen, and it compounds upon itself because of all the other stress from everything, jacking up my cortisol. So this isn't even an exhaustive list. I have, you know, more personal things that I want to accomplish as well, like financial independence, getting the hell out of this house. But it's enough to get you seeing how a lack of clarity and priority in my overall vision leads to absolute chaos. But for the good of my mental health and my success now and in the future, I need to get clear. I need to choose. I need to go complete clarity and priority. I have to let everything go that does not build me or directly feed into my vision. It's not as if I technically can't do all of those things, but there is the matter of alignment, which I talk about all the time. Alignment, right? That comes out of my mouth all the time. Gotta walk the talk. There comes the element of alignment and also timing. Most things should not be done in this particular month or season. That's just the straight up facts of it. Not because that projects that I'm interested in and my to-dos aren't important. They just don't serve my particular goal at this time, which is the next step, the next building block to my vision. You don't lay 10, let alone 2 bricks at a time. Not if you want to build a great house. A house that serves its purpose, a house that's rock solid, doesn't look like shit, and makes a manifest of your vision. It doesn't happen. It's like that, I'm reminded of that meme that was popular about a year ago or so, where there's the set of stairs, I think it's an escalator, and the guy is like skipping like 3 steps at once and his leg is all the way up there. That is me. That tendency is part of my behavior and has been for the entirety of my pursuing music as a career. I want to do everything, and I resist, like the Dickens, the reality, the truth, that I can't do it all at once. Why do I want to? Why do I still try to do everything at once? Well, to answer that, we got to go back to episode 10, I think, which is running out of time. And I want to say 51, or I think it's 51, where it's self-sabotage. I still hold the subconscious core belief that I am running out of time. This belief catalyzes the self-sabotage of me doing everything at once, which then burns me out and runs the cycle. And that cycle is so core that I usually can't detect it until I'm drowning in its consequences. It's almost baked into my personality. But I absolutely can change it. It just takes repeated, deliberate recognition for the belief to be recognized and detected enough so that it can be reframed consistently, after which that reframed new belief is now part of my personality. We will absolutely talk about limiting beliefs, how to reframe them, and how we can learn from them in the, you know, in times to come. Everything I've discussed with you so far, though, it brings about the question of what is my clear vision and what is priority and what needs to be pruned. Circumstances mandate, it's actually paramount that I decide right now. You know, I like to do these solo episodes mostly in real time as I learn from my experiences and as I share them with you. I'm referencing the Eisenhower Matrix, which is the urgent, important, delegate, and, you know, delete, basically. I do have a couple of things that I've already committed to that are urgent and important because others are depending on me for the completion of those tasks. However, those will be largely resolved within this coming week. So, my vision for the rest of 2020 is that by December 31st, I make my business profitable as an artist, as Steel Maggie, and thus be able to begin to phase out my music teaching career. Really, guys, I want to eventually stop subsidizing Steel Maggie with my day job because I deserve to show myself what I can actually do. I want to be an example of what is possible. Thank you, Brooke Castillo. Love you. There are a lot of elements that go into that big of a vision, and that's why we have goals. But those goals have to be shaped and pruned by a hierarchy of priorities. Not all goals that you think of that would be nice, you know, that would be nice to do. Not all of those goals are necessary to hit in order to bring your vision to life. And some almost, you know, are almost guaranteed are going to be potentially distracting side quests. What is crucial to the eventuality of my vision is upholding and maintaining my mental health. That is foundation. I absolutely have to prioritize taking my meds every single day, as well as my meditation practice. These are non-negotiables and they are foundational. Without these two things in place, 100%, we will see each other this time next year and I will still be in the same place. Not being medication compliant, that has never worked out financially for me. So that's the first filter. It's the mental health piece. Now, I'm not going to go through the exact order of every single thing I'm going to do and exactly, you know, bit by bit, because first of all, I still haven't hammered those specifics down yet, and I don't want this episode stretching out unnecessarily. But I will end by talking about the next filter in the hierarchy of priorities in whichever projects I choose to start or to participate in. I'm going to think about potential opportunities and projects through a business lens. Is this a good investment of my time and resources as it applies to the execution of my mission, of my vision? Is there a way I can turn current commitments into assets that align with the vision and with the one goal I have chosen this particular week or this particular month that is the next stepping stone to the vision? If what I'm considering doesn't fall through that filter, if it doesn't pass that test, then I have to put it on the shelf, and I have to keep it on the shelf until the next stepping stone. Then I reevaluate it. You know, it's a good thing that I have some practice doing that for a virtually sober tour. I do have some practice. So that's good. You know, I do have a lot of practice doing this the wrong way, but I have a little bit doing it the right way. I hope this all made sense and that it might have allowed you to think about if you're over-committing in your life and in your career. You have heard and you have seen, you definitely heard it in my voice how overcommitment does not serve you and how it can really balloon, get out of control fast. And you know the limiting beliefs that can be behind overcommitment. They might be different for you, but for me, you know, they stem from the self-sabotage and the feeling that I'm running out of time. And now you're equipped with that knowledge, which will help you recognize the behaviors that betray your belief so that you can reframe them and create a clear, pruned, intentional, more serene path to your success. Now, if you're listening to this on the day that it is out, July 20th, 2020, this is for you. Do not tune out. If you really identified with my situation in this episode, and if you happen to be an independent musician, if you're feeling out of control, stressed, powerless over the state of your career and the environment, lockdown that we're all finding ourselves in these days, I want to tell you all about a completely free and value-packed opportunity to go from stressed to success. It is happening tomorrow, July 21st at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I know you loved Katie Zaccardi in her Mind Made Wrong guest interview last episode, and believe me when I say she is going to deliver the goods in a webinar we're hosting together, me and her, sharing all about how we can show up exactly the way we want to and serve as artists and be profitable at the same time without burning out. Despite popular belief, you don't have to sell your soul or hustle your health away to be successful. I have an entire episode about I don't fuck with Team No Sleep. This webinar is going to be all about that, how you can be successful without ruining your life. We talk about the three biggest mistakes you're making on the business side of your career, how to fix them. We're going to talk about strategy and planning tips that go hand in hand with the topic of this episode. It's going to lock in, guys. We'll be sharing about how to get clear on your current career focus and the money-making strategy behind it so that you can stop stressing, because we got too much of that, so you can stop stressing and focus on your actual successes, right? We're going to talk about the three major mindset shifts plus how to set healthy time and energy boundaries in your life and career so that you can get everything done. And hint, hint, it's not going to be all at once. If any or all of these topics hit that, oh my God, that's me button for you. And if you're listening to this on July 20th or 21st before 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 2 p.m. Eastern Standard, I invite you to sign up for the live and free webinar that I believe will give you that super clarity we're looking for on your vision and what you're going to do to get there. The link to sign up is in the summary and episode notes boxes wherever you're listening right now. You only have everything to gain. If you're listening after those dates, I will also link Katie Zaccardi's resources and website down below, because I'm going to bet you there's likely going to be more free trainings like this one that she's hosting in the future that you can sign up for and get that value. Tomorrow's webinar just happens to be the one that I, Steel Maggie, am co-hosting. And of course, you want to hang out with me some more. You will also find in the episode notes is a link to the 20% off for Suze Paulinski's Redefine the Hustle Retreat. There are only 30 spots. That number is probably much lower now. And the doors close on July 24th, 2020. The day after my birthday. I'm so sorry. The timing, I was really not able to properly promote this opportunity. Hence, you know, the topic of this entire podcast. But I still wanted to give you that link with 20% off for my Mind Made Wrong listeners. If you know Suze, what she's all about, and if you happen to be interested, there's 20% off for you while there's still time until July 24th. We will be hearing from her, the Suze Paulinski, either next week or the week after. So you're going to hear all about, you know, her story and all about her tips for not drowning in this industry. This is a dream interview for me. I am so blessed to have made this connection. She's fantastic and everything that the Mind Made Wrong podcast is about. Okay, that's a lot of information there. So please check out the episode description for those links wherever you are listening today. They're all down there in the description notes in the summary. Thank you for listening to the end, because it will pay you dividends if you check out those opportunities. There's also my podcast pick of the week, hosted by an individual of color, as promised in episode number 52, last time, that I would highlight in as many solo episodes as I can. Now, I will actually see you next week. I swear that is a promise. But until then, let's go create beautiful things. Bye-bye.